Hey, fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. Today is going to be short and sweet. I've seen a lot of chatter in the Facebook groups and some of the questions that were submitted to Tom and I for our Q&A podcast regarding mindset. And the trend has been people getting derailed from their day. The mindset gets knocked off point by just something going sideways in their morning. And you know, the questions were generally like, when things go bad, how do I get back on track, get my mind focused, and keep on winning for the rest of the day, as opposed to just being a train wreck? And it reminds me of a quote I learned way back in the day when I was chasing my useless English degree. And it's from Ernest Hemingway, and it reads, "The first draft of anything is shit." And how that applies here is where I'm talking about the shitty mental first draft we tell ourselves when something goes sideways. And it can manifest itself in just like superficial ways, like where you present a price to somebody and their body language tenses up. And immediately we're like, oh my God, I quoted this way too high. They're never going to go for it, whatever. Where in reality, you're just witnessing the customer's shitty first draft. Like, holy shit, I got to spend $40,000 for a new kitchen. I didn't want to spend that. And then you see their body language relax when they realize, yeah, this is what $40,000 is, I guess, what this costs to do. And they accept it. Another example that happens frequently, at least in my world or used to, is the late night email that you see pop up. And even if I didn't read it, I would just see the customer's name pop up. And my mind immediately just started spinning narratives of doom in my head. Like, oh, we burned their house down, or we forgot to close their gate and their dog got hit by a bus, or whatever it is. And then the next day in the morning, I read the email and they're complimenting us on what a great job we did cleaning up, or just how pleased they are with the work. That's another example of a shitty first draft. On an even deeper level, where I failed on this is where you try something that just goes sideways and the shitty first draft is just to write it off. Oh, I did Google Ads. I spent $2,000 a month on Google Ads and I got no returns. Marketing's a waste of time. Or I just did this new hire. I tried to bring this guy in to replace myself in the field and he screwed up and we had to waste a few hours, you know, fixing a mistake. Why is this guy an idiot? I'll never find somebody to help. And you give up on replacing yourself in the field. These are all shitty first drafts that are essentially just us letting our emotions take over. You know, like in Star Wars, there was the Emperor saying, "What? Like, let the hate flow through you." It's like, that's my advice when you get to your shitty first draft. Just let the hate flow through you, all the emotion, all the things you want to say. I've typed up so many review responses, email responses, voicemails, responses I was going to send that would have just, in the moment, made me feel great, just lit somebody up. But I guarantee you, I would be out of business at this point if I had sent those things, because I realized early on that my shitty first draft is typically me seeing red and just raging. So I've come to the point where it's like, I let my emotions come out. I just kind of let them flow and go out the window. And then I kind of approach things more rationally and objectively after that. And that from that emotional space, that headspace is where I then take action on the subject in hand. So that's my advice to you today. Friday Fails. Control your emotions. Control your shitty first draft. And don't immediately go apeshit when a challenge is presented to you. Take an inventory of where you're at mentally and emotionally when it happens. Then take a step back. So you got some perspective on the situation and respond in a manner that is based on reason and fact, not on what your emotions are telling you. So with that, I'll leave you all. See you all next week on Friday Fails.